HarperCollins presents A Taste for Poison, 11 Deadly Substances and the Killers Who Used Them, by Neil Bradbury, read by Derek Perkins.
As a rule, women are the great poisoners, although I do recall with pleasure the case of the gentleman solicitor in Wales who poisoned everybody in sight. He couldn't stop himself. He was very genteel. He came up with the most memorable line in the annals of true murder. As he handed one of his guests a poisoned scone, he said, "Excuse fingers." Sir John Mortimer, barrister, author and creator of Rumpole of the Bailey. Part 1. Biomolecules of Death. Introduction. I love the old way best, the simple way of poison, where we too are strong as men. Euripides, Medea, 431 BC. Within the annals of crime, murder holds a particularly heinous position, and among the means of killing, few methods generate such a peculiar morbid fascination as poison. Compared with hot-blooded spur-of-the-moment murders, the planning and cold calculations involved in murder by poison perfectly fit the legal term malice aforethought. Poisoning requires planning and a knowledge of the victim's habits. It requires consideration of how the poison will be administered. Some poisons can kill within minutes. Others can be given slowly over time, gradually accumulating in the body but still leading inexorably to the victim's death. This book is not a catalogue of poisoners and their victims, but rather explores the nature of poisons and how they affect the body at the molecular, cellular, and physiological levels. Each poison kills in its own unique way, and the varied symptoms experienced by the victims often give clues as to the nature of the poison used against them. In a few instances, such knowledge has led to appropriate treatment and full recovery. In other cases, knowledge of the poison is not of therapeutic benefit, because there is simply no antidote. The words poison and toxin are often used interchangeably, though, strictly speaking, they are not the same thing. Poisons are any chemicals that cause harm to the body, and can be natural or man-made, whereas toxins usually refer to deadly chemicals made by living things. If you are on the receiving end of either, though, the difference is somewhat academic. The word toxikon comes from ancient Greek, meaning a poison into which arrows are dipped, and describes plant extracts smeared onto arrowheads to induce death. When the word toxikon was combined with the Greek term logia, meaning to study, we ended up with toxicology, or the study of toxins. The word poison is derived from the Latin word potio, which simply means drink. This slowly morphed into the old French word puisson, or poison. The first appearance of poison in the English language appeared in 1200, meaning a deadly potion or substance. Poisons obtained from living organisms are often mixtures of many chemicals. For example, crude extracts from the deadly nightshade plant, also known as belladonna, are quite dangerous, but from these extracts comes the purified chemical atropine. Similarly, foxglove plants are also poisonous, but the single chemical digoxin can be purified from the plant. Historically, some poisons have been created by mixing together several different poisons, as seen in aqua tofana, a mixture of lead, arsenic, and belladonna. How does a chemical sitting in a bottle doing no harm to anyone end up as a poison inside a dead body? Whatever the poison may be, there are three distinct stages that occur before death: delivery, actions, and effects. Poison can be delivered to a victim through four routes: ingestion, respiration, absorption, or injection. That is, they may be eaten or drunk and enter the body through the intestine, inhaled into the lungs, absorbed directly through the skin, or injected into the body, either into muscles or the bloodstream. How a killer gets the poison into a victim's body depends on the nature of the poison. Although poisonous gases have been used to kill, they involve a degree of technical difficulty that makes them impractical to utilize, and often makes it hard to target a specific individual. Absorption.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?